Okay, good morning. We continue in the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Efne, Volume 2. We're on the bottom of page Lamed. Yesterday the Tzaddik gave us a vivid description of how it would be impossible for a chassan and kala to have any relationship if their only relationship was with a concept. And how ridiculous as that sounds, that's what Jews do every day in their relationship with Hashem. So now he's going to give us another mashal. We're at the bottom of page Lamed. The subcategory is v'havchonas hanefesh yochel adam lahargish asaroshlam. With the discernment of the soul, one is able to feel the Ribbono Shel'olam. And this is going on that last point that the Yetzer Hara is telling us to ignore this point. To ignore this point that you have to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just, that point, just forget about it. So Havana Zush Anu B'Davimula, this understanding we're speaking about, Sricha Lios Eitzel Ha'adam Pshuta B'Yoser, has to be as simple as possible. Akere Kach, Afil Yeled Yuchal Likul Asol, to the point that even a child can understand this understanding of Hashem. Now, obviously, Vare Sheled Eina Yochal, we're in Lamed Aleph now, Lahavin Kamosha Mavugar Mavin. Certainly, a young child can't understand the same way an adult can. Avol Gam Yeled Mavin Shiyadiyah Vafilu Habihira Biyosa Eina Doma Lametzias Hamuchoshes Ladover. But a child understands just as well that even that knowledge, even though it's very clear, is not the same as a reality that you can feel and touch. So kedei l'hamchish is the inyan nitzar latzmenu yelad shebelel pesach gonav asafi koymim kiminig yisrael ubikesh mavi shiknul ofnayim. So let's give an example. Let's say a child on the night of the Seder stole the afikoman. And now he asks from his father, in getting the afikoman back, for him to buy him a bicycle. That's his prize. I love you. So the father says, ani maskim, I agree. But you can't buy a bicycle on Yontif. Let's wait till Yontif's over. Then I'll buy the bike for you. Fine. Yontif's over. So of course the child has a great memory. The child turns to the father and reminds him of the promise. You promised you're going to buy me the bike. I'm love. Tishma, listen, I'll tell you about this bike. Ho'ofnayim, shoiklim kach v'kach. The bicycle weighs so many pounds. V'nir and kach v'kach looks like this. It's going to be a red bicycle with a high seat, with racing stripes. V'chveis, it gives a whole description of the bicycle. V'efshin saw itam kach v'kach. He could go this way and that way. He could do wheelies with it. Mamish is Masber, explains the whole thing of this amazing bicycle. V'kachu mishabechu matar liyelad es osam ofnaim shuvtach lo. And this is how the father praises and describes this bicycle that he promised him. Yom achar yom, day after day. Shavu achar shavu, week after week. Ad shana ba, it's been a year. He doesn't stop praising the bike. Every week, the kid says, Abba, when are we getting the bike? Ooh, the bike. Such an amazing bike. He goes into a 10-minute description of the bike. You'll be able to go, through grassy areas. This is an amazing bike. So for a whole year, the father drays out on getting the bike. The kid doesn't give in. V'derish, and he demands, Abba, hivtachtoli, not tekaimas havtachascha. Abba, you promised me. Can you please keep your promise? Tzorach liknois eshoifanim. You have to buy the bike. Okay, so what's the point? Shum yeled lo yisratze b'sipurim. No child is satisfied with stories, b'yedius u'b'shvachim, with knowledge and praises. Because a kid knows that a bike is something tangible, that you ride on it and you have a good time with it. Right? You can't fool the kid and say, here's the invisible bike. Here's the imaginary bike. Now go enjoy the bike. Go enjoy the dreams you have of this bike. Kid says, Abba, I can't enjoy it till I have it. Right? So a kid understands that. Kid understands you can't deal with the theoretical and enjoy the theoretical in life. B'chol tchum mehachayim, in every area of life, mehachayim, sh'adam nifkashito, in every area of life that a person comes across, barlo l'chalutim, shemish misasik bedvorm sh'ena mitzuyasim, anybody, it's clear that anybody who's engaged in things that aren't real, nikra baldimion, he's called delusional. There's psychological terms for people who live in non-realities. They imagine that they're in a car, they imagine a lot of things, but they're not. Ukechol shadam yoser midamyein, and the more delusional the person is, kach kasha yoser lichyasimo, the harder it is to live with such a person. Right? You know how hard, you know, people, they have mishigasim. You don't have to be mamish a crazy person, but if you're mishugala oto davar, if you're crazy in one area, it could be impossible for people to live with them. Right. But if a person can get to the fundamental point, the simple point of life, even if you come to the point that you know that there is a God, and that's what I'm dealing with some people I'm learning with privately. I'm dealing with you know, this whole idea, you know, I'm proving to them that God wrote the Torah. So, okay, we agree, God wrote the Torah. So how come I don't want to do what it says? I'm happy in my life. I got kids, I got a good job, I got a nice house, I'm happy. I'm proud to be a Jew. But why do I have to keep Shabbos? So I proved to you that God wrote the Torah. Yeah, so God told to keep Shabbos. I know, but I still don't want to. Right? So that, because why? So I said to him, because you only have an intellectual knowledge of God. Right? So at that point, Shem, Hayetzar Matzliach, Litzor Tchusha Shinakuda Zushon Mekon Nekudas. And in this one area, the Yetzirah is successful to create a perception that this point of information is different than any other point of information in all your life. The HR can never fool you to think be happy with a theoretical bicycle, a theoretical car, a theoretical wife. It can never fool you to say be happy with that. But with this, you can be happy with. Yesh Boreilam, he says, listen, there is a God. Avol Chas V'Sholom, Yev Shalakish, but God, you can't feel him. You can't sense him. And that the HR is successful. Right? You know, so it's unbelievable, you know. You're agreeing to say, you know, you can't have anything concrete about Hashem. Right? So you know, it's incredible. We go through our lives. We won't accept anything but the real thing. But when it comes to Kodesh Baruch, we're very happy not to have the real thing. Right? And it's the most important thing in your life. The most important thing in your life. And that's the one thing you're willing to be mavater on. Like, okay, the most important thing in my life, we'll keep it as a piece of information, nothing more than that. So now let's think about this. So if you're serving God in a theoretical level, he's going to talk about this. So what kind of reward do you think you're going to get as a Jew who serves Hashem on a theoretical level? Right? We will see. He will talk about this in the next page. Okay? But you can already see where this is going now. Okay? So now, continuing. If a person wants to truly be realistic, if a person really wants to be honest with himself, and he knows that the only true reality is the reality of Hashem, so Yavin Heitiv, he understands clearly, Kilo Dorshi Mimenu Achshav, next page on base, Tvarim Sheinam Nitfasim B'Musugah Sechol Nashi. He knows if the only true reality is Hashem, Then he knows what Hashem is asking from him to do now are not things that are not possible. Dor Shemana, we're asking him, Shiyakar v'yidma yaskav v'yovin shemitzios HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinei harbe yos mitzios v'harbe yos v'muchash mitzios achares v'riyah. we are required to recognize and understand that the reality of God is more real and more able to feel in its truest reality more than anything else. The only difference is you don't use the same tools to feel him. That's all. But he's got to be more real than anything else. He's the source of all existence. He's more real than the bike. He's more real than your wife. Right? So obviously you have to recognize and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different tools. That's what he says in the next paragraph. Vadesh HaKelim Shel Mukhshius HaGuf HaKelim Shel Mukhshius HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shanim. Obviously, the utensils that are needed to sense physical things are different than the utensils that are needed to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo Shirach L'Rela, as we explained earlier before, as it says in the brackets, as HaGashmius, physical things, Roim, Shomim, Marichim, Umamashishim, physical things you see, you hear, you smell, you touch, Luz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Margishim Balev, B'Neshama, you only can feel Hashem with the heart, with the soul. It's a different tool. We have to come to recognition that just like in the physical world, anything that a person feels, he feels and senses, and all the ways he discerns things is in real ways. So exact same way, when we talk about the soul being able to discern things in an inner way, a person can feel God no less, and the point is even more. Because it's coming from a deeper place. It's coming from inside, you should even feel it more. When you come to that recognition, it should bring a person to the understanding that the life that you recognize as a simple life is not at all what Hashem wanted and expected from a Jew to live with. Yehudi rugel ilmod, rugel is follow, kaim mitzvahs. A Jew is accustomed to learning and to davening, doing mitzvahs. Avol tzarech bedika, haim hu rugel gam lenasos lachos zarochanis kamoshu chash agashes. The person needs to check out if he is accustomed also to try to sense spirituality as much as he can sense physicality. Okay. So that's the second analogy. Now the third and final analogy. Gan Eden. Okay, the final stop. The Garden of Eden. Mitzius muchoshis v'lo yidia b'alma. Gan Eden has to be a reality that you feel and not just a piece of information. So he says, Nosiv kan moshol shulai yaver madasaram. Let me give another example, the third and final example, that will perhaps clarify things. Kulonim aminim b'nei maminim sheish boire lo'olam v'emes v'terasa emes v'chol d'vavavas. We are all believers, the children of believers. We believe there is a creator of the world. He is true. His Torah is true. All his words are true. And Hashem promised us in his Torah that there's a reward for doing the mitzvahs. Ubir Chazal, the rabbis explained, the main reward is not in this world. Ella, as it says in the Mor Ervin, Hayoim lasosim, you do things today, and tomorrow you receive the reward. Haschar yinatan lanu ba'asi, the reward is going to come in the future, which includes any and all of the above. Gan Eden, Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, V'chol Shar Olam HaSanitzkim She'eshem, the Garden of Eden, the days of Mashiach, Olam Haba, and all the eternal worlds that are in between. So try to envision and picture the following point. Ba'olam hazeh hanos shehu makir, this world, the pleasures he recognizes, hu margish zos hano, he realizes that that's a pleasure, right? This world, you eat a steak, you know it's a pleasure. Okay, lama gimel. Lachar kach v'kach shonim, after many years, kol echad v'echad k'misper hashonim shekotzav lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ovdo alei admos. Everybody, eventually, after a certain amount of years that God gives everybody in this world, person leaves this world, he comes to the court above. They weigh his merits and his demerits. And he's waiting for the magic words to be recited. ubisyata deshmaya, and with the great divine assistance, machriz, and they call out the final judgment from Elav, shehu zakai. That he is zakai, he is vindicated, he's victorious, he's the winner. You're going to the big tent. Right? You're going to Gan Eden, it's waiting for you. You're going to be on the track of Olam Haba. Oh man, is he happy. Eiza simcha. Gevaldige simcha. He now mukhan and mazum lach zayin. Okay, he's ready to go. Lead me on to Gan Eden. Nu. Harei umetzap lakal kochav. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life. I've been waiting for the words of Mesil Shasharim to come true. The real place to enjoy this is in the world to come. Whoever harbe, he worked hard. Kiyam harbe, missed a lot of mitzvahs. Tomit sha'afli kanas l'gam eden. Ubarach Hashem ke'esh yifa gadola omenes lehis mamesh. Tomit sha'afli kanas l'gam eden. He always yearned to go to Gan Eden. That was his whole life. He was yearning for this moment. Ubarach Hashem ke'esh. And thank God, now the time has come. So his great yearning now will materialize. Okay, so he says in the brackets, obviously this is a mashal, you know, and he didn't do it 100% lishma, whatever. Okay, next prayer. So he asks the angels, so can you tell me now, where is Gan Eden? Where are they going to take me? Where is it? Because my spirit, my malachim, the malachim say, "Ay, Dalachi should know, ki Gan Eden ain't a bidiuk mashat achoshev. Gan Eden isn't exactly what you've been imagining it to be, right? Kishayisabel mazeh taught mishash to be a daimes Gan Eden. When you were in the world below, right? Did you feel Gan Eden with your hands? Father Shlot, certainly not." Who can touch Gan Eden in the physical world? Elama, so what's going on in your whole life? You believe that there was a Gan Eden. You didn't feel Gan Eden. Right? You believe that there's a Gan Eden. Dalecha, you should know. She'osa Gan Eden. She'adata she'eshno. That Gan Eden that you knew about, intellectually that existed, hu'achein rak yediyah v'sulo. What you had was just a piece of information, nothing more than that. Etzem hayidia hasichlis shehisakto sheyesh Gan Eden. This intellectual awareness that you came to the conclusion and an understanding that there is a Gan Eden, ze gufa haGan Eden. That is your Gan Eden now. You have an intellectual Gan Eden, right? You hear what he's saying. If your relationship with God was an intellectual awareness that it was there, right? That's all that it was. It wasn't real to you. So that's exactly the Gan Eden that you're going to get. We'll let you know. We'll give you a certificate. The certificate says, you so-and-so have been so-and-so. You are destined to Gan Eden. You deserve Gan Eden. And here's the plaque, and enjoy it. And that's your Gan Eden. So now, kishayim ladam kazed davar. So when you tell it, when he hears the news, tikuvaso tiachas, he's going to have one reaction. Nochan, it's true. Me alma the shikha yatsasi. I've left what is called the alma the shikha, the world of falseness. This world is the world of falseness. Ach lo elam emes. Adain lo higati, but I haven't yet come to the true world either. Right? We call the next world the Olam HaEmes. It doesn't appear that I've come to the true world either. Enei yodea bidiyuk eichan ani nimtza. I don't know exactly know where I'm at. Avo mokom ze vadei shelo b'shem Olam HaSikra. But such a place where I'm at right now, this is true, certainly not the Olam HaEmes. It's certainly not the true world. It's not. Matua. So how does he know this? How does he know that maybe this is it? No. This is it. This is the Gan Eden. The Malachim are coming back. This is the Gan Eden. The Gan Eden is, you know, you got the Gan Eden. You have an awareness. You have an understanding. You have an intellectual piece of information that you graduated. You got the piece of paper. You graduated into Gan Eden, and now you're worthy for Gan Eden. Now just sit down and enjoy that pleasure of knowing that you will be going to Gan Eden. And that is the Gan Eden. So how does the guy know that that can't be? How does the guy himself know? Not, but it's a little too late now, you see. But how does he know that it can't be? Maybe Taka, that's what Gan Eden is. Maybe that's all Gan Eden is. So the guy's saying, listen, I know I'm not in Gan Eden yet. Madua, why? King Chazal Omrim Lonu Sheish Gan Eden. If Chazal tell us, the rabbis tell us there is a place, not a physical place, but a place called Gan Eden, Behechach Shezo Mitzius Kiamas. It has to be a reality. It has to be a real place. Yesh no Makom Shaboha Nefesh Misa Neges. There has to be a place where the soul is taking pleasure. In the brackets, he says, Vav Shibavadi Gan Eden Hel Yen In Yon HaSkola Ruchonis. Even though the higher Gan Eden, there's two types of Gan Eden, I don't want to get into it now, the lower Gan Eden, the higher Gan Eden. But anyway, the higher Gan Eden is definitely an intellectual, spiritual place. There's no physicality there. Mikomakam Kol Zeh Mitzad Bechinas Nefesh, but that's all in relationship to the aspect of the soul. In other words, the soul, which is spiritual, will have a spiritual pleasure. There's nothing physical about it, but it's a reality. So then the reality of the malachim, wherever, quote-unquote, the place of the malachim is. It's not a physical place, but it's a place. It's an area, it's a non-physical area of reality. So the neshama has a non-physical area of reality. It's called Gan Eden. Ulam mitzad b'chinas ha-mogam, in terms of calling it a place, it is a place. It's not a place the way we define a place by length times width times height. It's not in the same dimension of reality that we have. It's a different dimension. It's a spiritual dimension, but it's a dimension of reality. Right? So Chazal tell us there is a place called Gan Eden. So they're telling us a place called Gan Eden, that there has to be a feeling in that place. Parshadobar, it's clear. Shagan Eden, who ain't a Yediyabama? Gan Eden is not just a piece of information. Zel Metzias Muchashis Gemura. It is a real reality that you can feel, that the Neshama can sense. Vavsha Einenu Margishim Zos, even though we don't feel this. Lo Mebechinas Ba'osa Metzias. Not Lo Mebechinas, we can't understand that reality. Okay, can you understand what Gan Eden is? Can you feel it? No. But that's not a problem. We're only missing the utensils. We don't have the spiritual utensils to know how to understand what Gan Eden is. Doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't exist. Next page, Lamadab. I will call Yochid v'Yochid Shemunaso Brura, but every individual who has clear emuna, Mamin bebeiru shegan Eden hu makom shel hanoa muchashis kmo elam hazeh. That Gan Eden is a place that has real pleasures that can be felt, like in this world. Means to say, not the same pleasures, but this world you feel the pleasures with your physical utensils. So Gan Eden, you feel the pleasures with your spiritual utensils. It's the same thing. Ech b'diuk nirus hano ma'atzuraso. How it exactly looks and what is its shape? And then we don't know. Avol davar echad achlim. But one thing you know for sure: b'shash adam yoytze min olam hazeh hu zaka b'dino. Once a person leaves this world and is meritorious in judgment, hu nichnas l'makom mitziusi u'muchashi anikra gan eden. He enters a place that's real, that can be felt, and that's called Gan Eden. It has to be a place. It has spiritual dimensions. But then again, your spiritual soul should feel the pleasure of the spiritual dimensions that exist there. How it's gonna feel, what's gonna feel, we don't know. But we know it's gotta be something better than what you've had in this world. So now, when you're told you have a bike, and you can't ride the bike, you're not happy with that. And you're told you have a wife, and you never introduce to the wife, you're not happy with that. So you told it as a Gan Eden, and you don't get to go into Gan Eden. You can't be happy with that. You can't be happy with that. Right? So zeba etzem apshat haposhut b'pasuk. This is mamish the simple meaning, but the true meaning of the pasuk. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chaim kuchem hayom. Hashem says you are now cleaving to Hashem, alive, all you alive today. Like the Ramchal explains in the beginning of Mesil Shasharim, Levaris Hayisod HaPosha Shal In Gan Eden, when he explains the simple understanding of what Gan Eden is, he says, quote, Ki Ashlemus Hamiti Hurak Hadvekus Bo Yisborach, that the perfect completion, the true perfection, the most perfect thing that ever exists is what? Only clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all reality. He is the most perfect being. So the most the closest we can come to perfection and the greatest pleasure is being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. That's the shot in the pasuk. You are attached to Hashem today, Chaim Kuchami, and that means you're alive. Life means being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life means the ultimate perfect reality. That's the definition of life. Not living, not breathing. That's not the definition of life from a Torah perspective. Life means clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is life. Right? And Ramchal says, and the maximum place of that life is Olam Haba. Im Kain comes out. Therefore, since in the area of Gan Eden, it is clear to us, it is a real reality, a complete reality that can be sensed. A person who merits in his judgment. Nichlasham enters there. And he feels the pleasures that are given there. Which is what? Which is this connection to Hashem. So therefore, specifically, exactly, the reality of Hashem has to be sensed and felt clearly. Yes, okay, more than that. The Ramchal is writing more than this. That even today, while you're still in this world, in this physical, al ha'adam lius davuk beboro, a person has to and is able to achieve a level of cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Lamadno Eva Midvar, we learn from his words, Shagam Khan, even here, Ba'ilam Hazeh in this world, Yachal Adam Lachash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimetzius Kumar Mash, Kimamish, feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a real thing. But not with your five senses. It's got to be with the sense of the heart. That he will be explaining in subsequent chapters how you do that. Right? But you've got to feel it here. You're expected to feel it here. Hashem does not demand for you to wait 90 years to finally enjoy this relationship with him. You know? That's what?
You
can't. Right? What do you mean you can't?
Well, I'm saying if you wait 90 years, then you haven't built your
You've wasted 90 years. You've wasted 90 years.
You're not going to enjoy it.
What?
You don't
have it. It's meant to be enjoyed. That's what it's all about. Right? L'chein, therefore, ha'nekuda shikiv yachob pshuta etzol kulam, this point that is so clear to everybody, ha'muna sheyesh bayar elam, the belief that there is a creator, ain't an inyan shal yeda sikhlu b'vad, it can't just be a concept of just intellectual awareness, ela shal olam muchashi gomor, but it's a world of that you can sense and feel completely. Just like the reality of this world, you can sense and feel. And so the reality of the days of Mashiach and Gan Eden are something you can sense and feel. Also the reality of what? As King David said, the concept of, and for me, closeness to Hashem is good. And also the other quote, Usha'adam what? The pasuk says again. Mesil Shem says, a person was only created to take pleasure in Hashem and enjoy the radiant splendor of His Shechina. That too, that also is a true reality. That there is nothing more real than that. Something more real than that. So, if you spend your whole life living with the concept and that's all you had, then in the world to come, you're not going to get more than that concept. Because you never lived with more than that concept. You have to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. It's a talent that has to be developed. It's a skill. It's a skill. Let's call it a skill. It's a skill. You know, and if you don't develop the skill here, how are you going to develop it later? It's not developed later. That's what he's saying. It's not developed later. You don't get it later. If you didn't enjoy it here, how are you going to enjoy it there? It's not developed. Nidrashes me'adam hispainus gedola bedvarim. This requires from a person a lot of reflection. Liros ma choshev adayom. You got to stop and think. What have you been thinking until today? Ma'hevin adayom. What did you understand until today? Uma mevin u'mekach mekan v'lech. What are you going to start thinking from now on? Lahavin to understand. Shema tarish lomad adayom. Vatfilish yispal adayom. Lo avil in a kuda hapshut shergish bilish kodesh baruch hu mitzvus b'chashis shenayim lichios ima lidabek ba. Sorry for the long line there. But it's one idea. Again. Lahavin. Has it been until now that she... HaTorah Shalom HaRayom, the Torah that you learned today, VaTefilas Yisbal HaRayom, and the Davin you did today, right? You already Davin thousands of Tefilas. You already learned thousands of hours. If they haven't, Lo Hevil and Akuda HaPshuta, if they haven't brought you to the simple point, Shiyargish Belibo, that you can feel in your heart, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Metzius Muchashis, that Hashem is a real entity, that you can feel, Shinoim Lichazon, that it's a pleasure to be with, and to be attached to, if you haven't felt it yet, in kein torasa u'mitzvasav ha'yutorim mitzias shel yedias ha'seichel, then all your Torah and all your mitzvahs is a Torah and a mitzvahs of intellectual awareness. Aval ha'lev adayin lo po'al b'tzura nechona, but the heart has not been functioning properly. You haven't been using your utensils your whole life. You know, so for example, you know, think about certain sentences we would say, and you can understand this. You know, you say, like, the person says like this, at 5:30 in the morning, you wake up, so you listen to the words, you say, I feel like sleeping more, but I know that I have to go to shul. Right? Do you ever hear a person say, I feel that I have to go to shul, but I know that I like to sleep? Right? Is the pleasure of sleep, is it an intellectual awareness? No, it's geschmack. It smells good. Your mama, you're nestled in the bed. It's nice and warm and comfortable. It feels good. Right? So I feel like sleeping. The alarm hits. Not I intellectually know I'd like to sleep more. I feel like I should sleep more. Yeah, but the shul, sure, I know I should be in shul. Right? You know, you, chves, an avera comes your way, a past, friendly avera that you've had good relationships with this avera in the past. Right? So the avera starts waving its hand at you. Hi, I'm here. So what is your brain saying? Your brain saying, I feel like doing this Avera. I feel like doing it. But I know I can't, as Hashem will punish me. But really, you want to do the Avera. Not just you want, you feel it. You're drawn to it. How can I not do that? I feel it. I feel it in my bones. That's what I want. It's I want it. I feel it. So the only thing that's going to stop me is I know I shouldn't do it. Now the tzaddik feels he shouldn't do it. You know, he feels it. He feels it. You know, and he knows Epis. He knows Epis is a Yetzirah that would want me to do the Aver. It's a whole mindset shift, right? So what he's saying is, so when was the last time you really felt like davening? Oh boy, what a lucky day. You know, I want to know, you know, there's going to be some guys that aren't going to remember Slag Bomer today, right? So right after the Chazaras Hashatz, Martin's going to announce Kaddish. You know, and you were thinking, oh no, another 10 minutes of Tachanun. 10 minutes of Tachanun was coming up, the long Tachanun on Thursday, right? Oh, no, I'm off one. Tomorrow, whatever. It sounds better if it would be on a Thursday, though. Because it's the short Tachanun, okay, 3 minutes. But the long one, oh, no, that's painful. That's painful, right? You're right, it's not today. But if it would be, if today would be Lag BaOmer, right? It's like there'll almost be like shouts of glee. Baruch Hashem. You know? I'll tell you why. Because I don't feel like saying Tachanun. I know I have to say it, but I don't feel like saying it. Right? That's the biggest proof. I know I should enjoy breakfast. I know, I intellectually know that breakfast is a really good thing. What are you talking about? I know it. I feel it. I feel that breakfast is good. It tastes good. How good does Tachanun taste? So you go through your whole life, you have to daven because you have to daven. You have this intellectual, what kind of relationship you got with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Right? You know, how about this? You ever have this one? You know, I feel like davening. I feel, you know what? Let's throw in a few more paragraphs. Because I feel like davening, you know, I'll do the animamins, I'll do the six remembrances, I'll do the Parshas Hamon, I'll do the thing on Parnosa, I'll throw in the Yigdal, I'm just gonna keep going. I feel like davening, listen to this, I feel like davening, but I know that I have to go to work. That I know I have to go to work. Right? You know, they tell a story about a Chassidish Rebbe was a Yontif. So you can imagine most Chassidish Rebbes have a long davening for Yontif. Shachris, Musaf, like this can go quite a while. You know, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. I mean, it can go. You know, when the Satmarov did Hashanah on the last day of Sukkot, man, you know, like Mamash went till 5 o'clock. Like, it was like unbelievable. Anyway, so there's a Chassidish Rebbe. It was like a long davening. And you know, I have to preface halacha, you won't get the whole vignette. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara talks about that. And Yontif, this concept of chatzi lachem and chatzi lashem. Half of it, because two times in the Torah, it says that the Yontif is for Hashem, and another place says the Yontif is for you. So what is this? For you, it's for Hashem. So the answer is, half of it is for you, and half of it is for Hashem. So how do you teach it? Half is for Hashem. So Hashem, you're davening, you're learning, you're doing that stuff. And the part for you is you have your meal, go for a stroll, schmooze with the kids, visit your relatives. Half and half. So the Hasidic, okay, now that you know that, so the Hasidic Rebbe, he finishes a long davening in Yontif. It's like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. He turns to Hasidim and he says, oh, now we've been yoyed to the part of the Lachem. We've been yoyed to the part of enjoying the Yontif for yourself. Now we're going to fulfill the part that's for Hashem. Hashem said, I have to have a Suda. Okay. Mela, I have to have a Suda. I have to have a Suda. I have to have beef. Allah says, you have to have beef. Okay. I'll have some beef. You have to be with your family. Okay. So now we'll be yoyed to Hashem. But the Lachem part, the best part of the Yontif was me davening. There's nothing better than that. Right? So now I'll tell you, that Chassidish Rebbe, he's already in Gan Eden. He's already in Gan Eden. Because for him to talk to Hashem for 6-7 hours, that's the greatest pleasure in the day. There's no way he could do that and say that unless he really felt he was enjoying himself. So you wonder, well, how do these Chassidish Rebbe do? Because they're enjoying it. They're enjoying it because they're feeling a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They know how to use the tool called the heart to feel this. And once you're feeling it and you can feel it, then it's the greatest pleasure. How does a steak compare to the Rabbanu Shalom? No, Rabbanu Shalom, you forced me. You say, I have to have a steak. Mela, okay, I'll enjoy it. You're telling me to enjoy it, I'll enjoy it. Okay. You know, but there's nothing compared to being with you. So, okay, I've a mishpacha, I've chassidim, they're not on my level, so they're gonna enjoy that I'm enjoying with them. Okay, fine. Right? So that's the difference. That's the difference. So the Rebbe, he's in Gan Eden his whole life, so that's why the Hasidic masters say, what is death? Death is just, what? Taking off one garment and putting on another. Just taking off one, take off your shtreimel and put on your yibitz. You know, one goes off, put the other one on. That's all. It's just changing your garments. It's not a big deal. So that is what it's all about. But the person, his whole life, you're davening, you're learning, because you know you have to. You know it's something you're supposed to do, but you really don't enjoy it. Right? If you really enjoyed it, you know, you'd be doing it much longer. You wouldn't care if you're late for work. Right? Because you see, when the opposite is true, it's time to learn how many people come late, because there's other things they'd rather enjoy. But you have to, I have to learn. Okay, so everyone comes 15 minutes late. Whatever it is. If you really felt like learning, right? If you felt like learning, you'd be here at 6 o'clock. But what more? You feel like sleeping. You know you should be learning, but you feel like sleeping. If you feel like learning and know you should be sleeping, then you'd be doing what you feel, not what you know. But, you know, that's the way life is. That's the way life is. That we gravitate to the things that we feel more than the things that we know. Okay, let's just finish these two paragraphs. Yesh lahagish, let's stress. Keis ata lo niganu b'sheila eich v'yetzel lavod. We didn't tell you how this is going to work, how you're going to do this. Biru ragnagodach, we only explain one point. Ma tachos, what's the goal? Ma matzias ha-mitish yuchovas adam baloma. What is the reality, the true reality of a person's obligation in this world? Od lifnei ha-avodah ha-masis. Before we come to the actual work, every individual has to take these words and hear it over and over and over and over again. And to reflect and establish these concepts in the thoughts of his mind, that is so powerful in his mind, slowly, it gets into the thoughts of the heart. Yitzamdu likiros libo, it cleaves to the walls of your heart. In other words, to one's inner essence. V'yalidu bo chuka amuka lavod as bora bishlemus, to generate a true yearning to serve the Creator in truth. Now, there's one last thing I have to add, and I got another minute and a half. So I don't want you guys to get a chalishus, to get depressed. I say, I'm 50 years old, Rabbi. You told me I haven't davened a day in my life. You told me I haven't learned a day in my life. Oh, so that comes the Baal Shem Tov to save us. The Baal Shem Tov comes to save us. And that's the whole union of Lag BaOmer. He says if a person will have one emissary tefill in his life, it'll take all the other tefillas of his life and will bring them up to that level that he was at this tefillah. Right? How that works, you can understand. In other words, once you finally get this, it's not like a lucky day I won the lottery. For you to get it once can take you 10 years to get to it. You're not going to fall into, oh, my lucky number came up today, I had kavanah. It was a lucky day today. I had a real emes tefillah. That's not ever going to happen. You work on it. It takes you 2-3 years. And now you hit mamish. This is it. Once you have it, it brings all the other tefillahs with you. Because all the learning. And same thing with learning. You have the learning. And you mamish, you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the learning. Then all the years of learning, they come schlepped around with that. So instead of saying, so instead of looking at, okay, so 50 years I wasted, if I'm lucky, I'll get 20 good years. Okay, chaval al da'avdun, woe unto what we lost. No, Hashem doesn't want that. If you mamish have the real thing, then it's able to bring everything back. Because then when you reflect back on them, all that time, all that, Hashem will, that's the chesed of Hashem. He'll say, when you go to Olam Haba, he's going to say, you know what, I'm going to give you for everything. So I'll be zeicha to be able to be willing to do the work. And that's the whole idea of Lag Bomer. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is, you know, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is for everybody, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came for everybody. The whole idea of learning Kabbalah was just so people should understand who they are and what they are and how to get close to Hashem in this way. And that's why we celebrate. You should celebrate. You know, it's not a kid's holiday. We always make them say it's a kid's holiday. It's a time to reflect. The light of the torches and all these things. It's the light of your neshama that you should finally come to recognize. And through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and all the tzaddikim and all the Hasidic masters and the Sefer should bring us that we should be zoicha. That the inner us should come out. And that through that's when Mashiach will come, when we all reset levels. Okay.